How you guys are doing? I hope everyone's okay. Rasheen, I think you're... I don't know if you can hear me just yet. But, welcome again to another episode, okay? Today's topic is going to be kind of, going to be very, very nice, I believe. So we're going to talk about estrogen. Hey, Wanda, what's up? We're going to be talking about estrogen, the benefits and the advantages of estrogen. It's, of course, very important topic. Because as we age, well, not we, but as women age, levels decrease and so on and so forth. We'll get into that. But as always, remember, men and women both have estrogen. Okay, so just be mindful of that. Okay, so we're going to go over a couple things first. First of all, competition is going fantastic, guys. I really appreciate it. It's February. Just trying to keep everybody motivated. And I'm really happy people are, the people that are competing are getting the job done when it comes to that, when it comes to the competition. I hope it definitely helps everybody else too as well. If you know you're not competing in the in this, hey Rasheena. Anyway, let's get to it. A lot of information, but I'm definitely gonna compress it down so make it some just not like you know sounding too monotoned or whatever. It sound kind of boring, like that guy from the movie the high school. What was that high school movie where something? Van Wilder, no, not Van Wilder. What is it called? Something Day Off.
Ferris Bueller.
Yeah, Ferris Bueller. Bueller. Yeah, I'm not gonna do all that. But yeah, so let's just jump right into it. Okay, so estrogen, men have it, women have it. Men have at least, definitely has less, but there are some men that actually have more. There's a little fun fact. There's some men that have a little bit more than I guess they should. And they end up having, sometimes people consider them moobs, male boobs, I guess you could call them. And not just because of their weight. They usually have a lot of fat deposits around the breasts, the nipple area, or what have you. That happens occasionally. If you know somebody with that, I guess, that issue, then, hey, Christine, I do know somebody in my family that has it, and I forgot what the recommendations were for that, but either way, there is a way to, I guess, get rid of it or control it or so on and so forth. But anyway, men have estrogen, women have, of course, a lot more estrogen, and of course, estrogen helps with development of breasts, help with menstrual cycle, help with giving birth, and so on, many other things, pretty much pertaining to things that, I guess, females are more responsible for. All right. So men, of course, we're gonna talk about testosterone because women have testosterone too. Okay, but I feel like testosterone can be very more, I guess, not bad. I mean, of course, it has its benefits, but of course, testosterone have, because for me, cancer is very important. I mean, it's a lot of people, but you know, it kind of is in my family, but. There's sometimes when it has shown to cause cancer, certain kinds like prostate cancer and certain stuff like that. So be careful, be mindful of that, especially, not with you really, but we'll get into that. It's kind of explain why, of course, when estrogen goes down, because estrogen just prevents certain cancers. When estrogen goes down, testosterone, you know, is there and it could cause some problems. We'll get into that in a minute though. Anyway, make sure I hit on everything. So estrogen, believe it or not, there are some benefits when it comes to estrogen, when it comes to fitness. Okay, I think you guys, most people think it's more testosterone. Of course, testosterone helps with building muscle. Building muscle and also, what was it called? Yeah, building muscle, recovery, many, many things like that when it pertains to muscle. But fun fact, okay, estrogen just help with maintaining that muscle. Maintaining that muscle and also maintain your muscle because you'll also maintain your strength. Okay, so be mindful of that. Okay, and it actually does help with endurance. Okay, those long bouts of activity, women have a tendency to last a lot longer, no pun intended. When it comes to certain things, women can last longer. Yeah, okay. So some other things too. I mean, with testosterone, we talked about. I mean, it does help with endurance too, to a certain extent, but not. I mean, it's different when it comes to estrogen. Okay, more like performance. Like estrogen, more estrogen you have, more like performance when it comes to like athletic performances, those kind of things. All right. So, what are the perks of estrogen? Okay, we're gonna go down the list. Okay, anti-inflammatory. It is anti-inflammatory. You think about it, when you hit your 30s, that's when, oh my God, these aches. Oh, what happens with men and women? I feel like, but when for females particularly, when you hit your 30s, that's when the inflammation or the swelling and all these kind of stuff start happening for some strange reason. Because the estrogen level is going down, so certain things tend to go up, meaning your swelling starts to go up, aches and pains and certain stuff like that. This is another one that's very important. Hopefully many people have heard. Excuse me, heart health. Okay, and the heart health too is also connecting with when it comes to the endurance and long bouts of activity or what have you, certain activities at least. Because of that benefit with the heart health when it comes to cardiovascular health, it transition of course to long bouts of activity and certain, if I'm saying makes sense. But some other things too, can help prevent type 2 diabetes, okay? Certain cancers, okay? Cortisol levels, you know, cortisol is bad. That pretty much causes fat development, or you hold on to a lot of body fat. Leptin. Leptin is what lets your body know, tells your brain, say, hey, I had enough to eat. Let me stop eating. Just be mindful of that as well, okay? Risks when it comes to the prostate, okay? You know, normally you hear men having prostate cancer and stuff like that, because of course their estrogen levels is usually extremely low. But either way, that's something to be careful of too, that just to know of. Reduce risk of baldness. You normally don't see. There are times, certain cases, like alopecia and stuff, that's just completely different. But you have to be aware that it does prevent you from getting bald than compared to men. When I was actually surprised. I saw this one guy. He was, oh my gosh. Late 20s, if I'm not mistaken. And he looked like, what's that guy named from Moving On Up? The guy, totally forgot his name. But yeah, oh my goodness. Yeah, it was like far back. Yeah, and he's like in his maybe mid or late 20s. George Jefferson. Oh my God, it was, yeah. So be happy you have estrogen when it comes to that. Bone density, okay? It does prevent you from, when it comes to issues of bone, pretty much brittle bones. Okay, so be mindful of that too. And skin health as well. Cause I know a lot of times, you know, women, I think it's the vitamin Ks and all these kind of special stuff that women usually start taking these certain supplements to help with your hair. What's that, hair, nails? I think hair, nails, and skin. Yeah, hair, nails, and skin. Well, that's what we just talked about, skin. Yeah, so just know that. So when does it actually happen? When's the decline of estrogen happens? And yes, like I said before, it happens in your 30s. And that's when usually the aches and pains and certain things starts happening. That's why sometimes for most women, actually it has changed where women having issues at giving birth and certain stuff like that. Or maybe choose not to. I think in the 30s, late 30s, it's considered a geriatric pregnancy or whatever. I mean, that's crazy. And I've known a woman that in the late 40s giving birth, but baby's healthy and everything. But this is, you know, it's interesting. Okay, so a couple of things. How can we fend that off? How can we have a healthy, I guess you could call it, transition when it comes to menopause and certain stuff like that, or even control your estrogen and build it up? Same thing we always talk about, three primary things: sleep, exercise, and nutrition. Okay, I'm gonna give you some other examples in a couple of seconds, but that's why one of the best things to do, increasing your protein, those kind of things to build more muscle. The more muscle you have, the muscle, creating muscle is one of the biggest, they have so much benefits when it comes to muscle. Okay, there's so much benefits when it comes to muscle, okay? And especially now, you know, the more estrogen you have, the more you'll be able to maintain that strength and maintain that muscle. But you have to build that muscle first, okay? And you have to also hold on to your estrogen levels, okay, the best that you can. Of course, as we get older, like we talked about, things change, okay? As we get older, hormone levels starts to decrease and alter and stuff like that. Actually, something too, I think I missed this one part. Visceral fat. We talked about also a while ago about women that tend to have, as they get older, tend to have more visceral fat. And their arms start to become like, I want to say noodles, but skinnier. I guess you can see because all the muscle is decreasing. You know? So you just don't want to do that. So the visceral fat, the fat in your stomach starts to increase, your torso, I should say, but then everything else, just your muscle mass decreases. Okay, so, you know, let's sort of backtrack a little bit and make sure I explain about that. So talk about exercise, going back to exercise, could definitely help that, prevent the decrease in estrogen, or can kind of balance it out a little bit. You're definitely going to lose it anyway, but just to kind of control it a little bit better so you don't lose too much. Okay, then there's, of course, diet. Making sure I'm actually going to go over a particular diet that you could probably do depending on what you're actually going through yourself personally. Because all this stuff is all different. Everyone's different. Everyone's body is different when it comes to pretty much either going through the change. Some people might not get hot flashes. Some people might not experience anything at all. It just, or maybe the you know, extreme cases, whatever. But like I said, everyone's different. All right, so diet, exercise, getting sleep, those kind of things, reducing stress the best you can definitely help. But there's some other things that we haven't talked about. Okay, now this particular diet is called an anti-inflammatory diet. Okay, so it's pretty much staying away from things that make your body swell and pretty much get irritated. Okay, so it's typically, of course, we're staying away from fast foods, processed foods, things like that, sugary snacks, not having too much red meat. So the stuff we want to go towards is eating fruits and vegetables, whole grains, nuts, seeds, healthy fats like olive oil. Okay, so it's pretty much like a well-balanced diet when it comes down to things. Not having dairy too, be careful of dairy. You have to be careful of that as well. Those does have shown to have inflammatory responses or side effects or whatever you want to say. Let's see what else. Make sure I'm not missing anything. Okay, so this, before I go forward, now there's something when it comes to men. I don't know how prevalent this is with women, but being a man, I've seen this a lot. I've heard about this a lot. Hormone replacement therapy. Okay, so men usually do it to hold on to their testosterone the best that they can. You can see this commercial, testosterone boost or test boost or whatever. I'm not saying that's actually testosterone therapy or hormone replacement therapy necessarily, but there's supplements to boost your testosterone. And then if you increase your testosterone, you can burn all these different things. But if there's a testosterone one, there's an estrogen one. Okay, so of course, definitely consult a doctor first, because there's certain things you have to be mindful of when it comes to even consider doing stuff like that, because of you can increase certain risk of certain things happening, like blood clots and stroke and stuff like that, by having these kind of things done. Okay, so make sure you talk to your doctor, your physician provider, what have you. Okay, but that's something to think about. Now, okay, so what can it do? Relieve some of the symptoms you're having. Like say you're going through menopause, it reduces that, those symptoms of the hot flashes and so on. Help with bone health. Okay, like we said, as we get older, bone starts to get a little bit brittle. Of course, but you definitely, what you could do is just work out. I mean, I'm actually going to talk about that. That's going to be like another, that's a subtopic of today. Heart health, we talked about the heart. Majority of times, who has heart attacks? Men. But women up in their like late 60s and 70s, they also have a high percentage of having heart issues. Excuse me. Okay. So that's something to think about, that with the hormone therapy can help. Then vaginal health. Okay. Certain things when it comes to secretions and all these different kind of things you might go through, either inflammation. Sorry. I forgot what's it called. Urinary tract infections, those kind of things, it can help with that if you're going through your change or going through certain, you know, issues. So there are some benefits to that. But like I said before, definitely consider talking to a physician first, a gynecologist or whatever the case may be about that. Okay. So let me see. Okay, yeah, so some of the risks though. Yeah, like I talked about, blood clots, stroke, breast cancer, gallbladder disease. Okay, when it comes to hormone therapy with estrogen. I'm assuming the same thing, honestly, with testosterone. It's just, to me, you just have to weigh it all out there and see if it's worth you, I mean, hot flashes, if depending on what part of where you are in your life, you know, if you want to do that or not. Okay. Any questions real quick before I go? I kind of go with something else. It was like a lot. I'm definitely going to break this all down for you guys, of course. But yeah, I mean, we talked about the fact that women are trained to think, in my opinion, women are trained to believe and think that you're not meant to lift a lot of heavy weight because you're going to become manly. You're not meant to do, like, you know, eat a certain way because it's not feminine or what have you. But if you really want to see the results that you want and get stronger and certain stuff, you have to lift some weight, you know, and you have to eat a certain way. You want to look like J-Lo. J-Lo, I'm telling you right now. Whoever wants to look like J-Lo, I doubt J-Lo is eating the stereotypical, quote-unquote, like a bird, you know? Eating a little bit here and there, not considering protein and all this different kind of stuff. These women that a lot of other women potentially, I don't know, whoever it may be, you might look up to, but admire physically because of the physique or what have you. I doubt they're eating like barely eating anything. So we have to consider that. Like I said, protein is queen, king or queen, whatever you want to say. But protein is definitely important to you when you, if you want to achieve your goals. And most of the time, if you're trying to get leaner, and you know, when we say we're going to get leaner, leaner means lose body fat and increase muscle mass. That's what that is. But you can't increase muscle mass if you don't have the tools you need to increase your muscle mass. If you're not eating enough protein, where is the muscle going to come from? From the carbs? No. From the fat? No. The fat, nutritional fat? No. It's not going to happen like that. You can't turn body fat that you have into muscle. No, you can't do that. Okay, so like I said, prioritize protein and so on and so forth. So anyway, I just figured we definitely take a time to actually appreciate our estrogen. Okay, like I said, both men and women have it. Men and women have testosterone too, but the levels are all different. And then some women have more testosterone than they really need. Some men have more estrogen than they really need. And there's certain signs when it comes to that, let you know if that's the case. And of course, you could definitely get a test done to see where you're at. But then men nowadays are having problems having their testosterone level high because of certain things. Either could be the food they're eating or not eating, could be the activity they're doing or not doing. Or could be there's some reports of saying that even technology, the stuff that we have around, like a cell phone, having a cell phone by your crotch area can be a problem, can cause not only infertility, but some other stuff too. Could there be some truth to that? Maybe. Alrighty. So there's something I want to talk about now is bone. We just talked about bone health and bone health when it comes to women and estrogen, but there's certain things that I've seen, current events, I should say. I guess this is a current event section when I talk about certain things that I've experienced or been around. So I had a client that her dad works out, you know, a lot, maybe close to 6 or 7 times a week. And he's in his 70s, and something happened. I forgot how exactly it happened. I think he fell. Long story short, I think it was his femur he broke. And then I'm thinking, and it wasn't like a crazy fall. It was like he just fell to the ground kind of thing. And something like that shouldn't happen to somebody that works out on a regular basis. When you work out, your muscles are pulling against the bone, fortifying it, making it stronger. Okay, so that's how we hold on to, you know, having vitamin D and certain stuff like that. But having tension on our bones helps with bone health, you know. So I asked her, does he eat well? And then she said, no, not really. He doesn't eat that much. So like it goes back to the idea of, where are you going to get that muscle from if you're not eating enough protein? In this case, where are you going to get that energy from, or whatever it is for you to move that weight or doing whatever you're trying to do? So your body will start pulling from other places to replace the nutrients you're not putting into yourself. It will take from other places. And that's why I feel like that's where it happened. So, I mean, hopefully he's eating now. I mean, he's recovering from, he had a surgery. Then he came back, and then he had to get another surgery done, got an infection, and it's just like, it's crazy. You know, it's crazy. And then, shoot, there was another one too. I should have wrote it down, but there was another one. Not same situation, but this time was a female, and she had a broken bone too, but I can't think of what happened. But it's just always, as we get older, men and women, they're always... where, oh my gosh, she fell, or he fell, oh my god, he broke a hip, that's so funny, oh, ha ha ha, somebody broke a hip. But in reality, if you can focus on strengthening your body, strengthening your muscles, which in turn strengthen your bones, we won't have these issues of worries, being worried, oh my god, this person's gonna break a hip if they fall, or what have you. Like, for instance, it's gonna snow tomorrow, I mean, tonight, I think tonight into tomorrow, whatever. And, you know, first thing is, like, I have a lot of my clients, the older ones, are canceling. Why? Because they don't want to fall. God forbid they fall. What happened? They're going to break some hip or something like that. So that's what usually happens. And actually, I had four people cancel, you know. So it's like, it's reality. It happens. But not saying you shouldn't, be fearful. I mean, I personally, I don't think it's going to be storms. It's going to be that big of a deal. I mean, it's going to be, the high is going to be 39 degrees. That means it's probably going to be about 40, 42. So I don't think the snow is going to stick that long anyway. It might snow and then it like dissipates by the afternoon. Whatever. We'll see. But anyway, yeah, so I just want to make sure I share that with you guys. There's a lot of perks. You've probably seen it all the time when it comes to working out, resistance training, you know, doesn't matter what it is, eating good. Eating a healthy meat, healthy foods, or what have you, whole grains and all that kind of stuff. But this is very, very important, guys. We look at the bigger picture. If you're going to be on a particular diet, you know, be careful of what, you know, making sure you're having everything you need. You know, if you're taking multivitamins, and actually not fun fact, it was kind of scary, but interesting fact. I learned from myself, because I thought I was not getting enough magnesium. And I noticed, like, when I work out or not work out, I would get heart palpitations. Like, what the hell is going on? I'm taking multivitamin, fish oil, magnesium, and I think something else. I totally forgot. Vitamin D. Vitamin D. And one day I didn't take the magnesium. I don't know what happened. I didn't take it. I didn't take it. Then I didn't have the palpitations anymore. So, I mean, just a little fun fact, I guess. Just try your best to, like, pay attention to what you eat and what you put in your mouth. Some people might say, oh, it's good to get this, but you're different than whoever it is probably telling you. Okay, so someone's saying, okay, I take this, I do this, but you're completely different. I mean, one, it's probably a male telling a female what to do. Well, that's kind of what's going on right now. But I'm trying to, I'm trying to talk more from your guys' point of view, from my knowledge of working with female clients, my knowledge of learning about the human, I mean, not the human, the female anatomy, you know? So, I mean, but like I said, though, there's certain things when I think men and women should be doing. I think, you know, if you want to get stronger, you have to lift to get stronger. You have to eat to get stronger. If you want to lose weight, you do the same thing. Those are things that are common or the same. Alrighty. Yeah, I mean, that's my spiel. Any questions? Yep. Okay, Vishina. Yeah.
So, you know, I fractured my ankle.
Yes.
A while ago. And when you said, like, you need to, like, lift or, like, be healthy, like, eat more, just all those stuff to make it feel better, I feel like it's never the same.
The ankle?
Yeah, my ankle. It still hurts. Like, I'm not wearing my brace anymore, mm-hmm. so I'm, like, able to walk around on it. But it's just like I'm still, like, if I got stepped down, I'm not stepping out on that ankle because I still feel like a slight throb.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Even after physical therapy. So, you know, I'm eating what I can eat. You know, I'm exercising as much as I can exercise. I'm drinking enough water. I'm taking my bite. At what point, like, I know everyone is different, but, like, at what point do you, like, forget? You know what I'm saying? Like, or able to kind of get as close to normal. Because, like, I know, like, with old age, like, you do feel the weather. I feel it, the rain in my ankle. I feel the barometric pressure and stuff like that in my ankle. So it's like, when do I get back to normal or normal-ish?
So I there's something you have to consider. That also, when it comes to nutrition, when it comes to an injury, you want to... Coming from my background when it comes to therapy, there's a couple things you have to make sure you figure out, you look at. Yes, nutrition. Yes, the strengthening. But also flexibility. And I find that a lot of times people neglect that. They focus more on the strengthening part. They don't, because getting stronger or lifting the weights or working out, that's the sexy part. The stretching is not the sexy part. So you would have to like start like a little, I don't think, when it comes to the ankles, not much, probably do it the right way, could take you maybe like 10 to 12 minutes, if anything, after a workout or whatever. And honestly, if this is still going on, I'll probably tell you to do it on a daily basis, just to get a stretching program going. Because what happens when the body, when he gets injured, when it comes to the bone, the bone is trying to heal, right? And it's packing on, not calcium, but packing on, you know, the structure pretty much make that bone again. But then everything else around it is like the muscles are kind of like trying to protect the muscle. I mean, sorry, protect the area. So it's going to tighten up and stiffen up. Okay, so you have to relax the muscles and kind of let them know, no, everything's fine. Like, I sound like a baby, but everything is fine. So it's going to relax. Because when it comes to like stretching too, like when you're stretching for like 10 seconds or 5 seconds, you're wasting your time. You want to actually stretch for about 30 seconds to let your body know. After about 15 seconds, the body says, okay, well, you're just stretching. You're not about to rip off your muscle. You didn't do anything abruptly to tear your muscle. No, you're just trying to stretch. So about 15 seconds, you can actually go, your muscle kind of relaxes a little bit more and can actually go deeper into that stretch. You know, so those are kind of things you have to consider. So it's usually... when an athlete is injured, well, when I went, it was for athletes, but when an athlete's injured, you focus on strengthening and flexibility. And in nutrition too as well, hydration, certain stuff like that. Because your body's going to send, like when you get injured, you got swollen, and that's the way for the body to protect it. It's not a splint. In a sense, it's a splint. It's a natural splint. That's swelling trying to hold it so you can't move it. That's the way the body protects itself. So all that fluid is out. And it's the healing process started, or well, it's been a while now, but the healing process starts. So that's when, you know, I don't know if you, I mean, like we had our athletes, with the ankle, use your big toe and like do the alphabet, like A, like using your big toe as the pencil, and you A, B, in the air, of course, you know, you're not going to have a pencil in your toes. And then right, yeah, but like A, B, C, all the way to Z. And those kind of things, that motion, getting the motion, you know, in there, you know, helps. You know, that's why, like for instance, like when you guys wear heels, you know, it's, I know it's, what they say, it's for the outfit. No, that's it. I got to sacrifice for the whatever. Like, I forgot the saying. It's for the, whatever you guys say. But it's like, it's your, believe it or not, when you have your heel up the high, you're actually contracting that calf muscle. So that's why sometimes people, women will get either, I mean, besides the feet killing them by the time they take the shoes off, but their maybe knee starts bothering them, and maybe it could work its way all the way up to the lower back. And that's because women that wear heels all the time, you know, so because that muscle's contracting like the whole entire time, maybe 12 hours or whatever, however long you guys are in the heels, you're going dancing in the heels, like, damn, man, I don't know, but okay. But those are those kind of things. Those are no, like another example, like what's the opposite of the ankle or whatever, the little leg? It's the wrist. And then what happens with our hands, we start to get carpal tunnel if we're typing too long. So we have to make sure we stretch out our palms, stretch out our hands. And that's pretty much what you need to do when it comes to that. So I pretty much went all over the place with this one. This is an explanation, but we can kind of go back to what you were saying. It's pretty much you probably should have to focus on flexibility. And it's like both ways too. So you want to like kind of like bring your toe, if that makes sense. Like, you know, this normal calf stretch. That one's both. There's two of them. Remember, there's two. Then when you're stretching, you want to have your knee bent for one. And there's another one, you have your knee straight because there's two muscles that's back there. I actually had to talk to my brother about it today because he's having some clicking behind his knee. And he started to wear, he's wearing construction boots now because of what he's doing. And I immediately thought, it clicked right away because why would that start happening or whatever? And, you know, what stuff he told me or whatever, long story short is, that's what I told him to do. I mean, I told him today, so hopefully it does help. I think it's going to help. But because nothing else really has changed for him but his job, what he's been doing for the past couple months now, actually, those construction boots. Because he's been sending videos of himself and all this stuff. So I see what he's wearing. And he sends it to the family. But anyway. So, I mean, nothing comes like, you have boots, then you have, you know, heels. It's like two different things. But in a sense, it's kind of the same. Well, not really. But it's just the way how he's walking on surfaces in those hard boots and stuff like that. It takes a toll on the boot. I mean, not the boots. On his feet and his calves. Okay, because that, remember, you're on your feet for a long period of time. You know, some people, you know, sitting down, but majority, especially what you do, your teacher, you know, you're on your feet a lot. So, I'll be mindful. If you can put your feet up, you know, even, yes, technically you're healed, it's been a while, but still, try to put your feet up whenever you get a chance to. There's one of my clients, what have you, after we finished leg day, she will have her legs up against the wall, like let her back flat on the ground and but her legs on the wall, okay, to let all the fluid or whatever. That's something you can do too. That's definitely something you can do too. But if I was you, yeah, try to make like prioritize stretching. Maybe if anything at the end of the day. In the morning, it might not be a good thing because you were sleeping and it's cold, especially now it's cold out. So everything's gonna be stiff. So you're pretty much trying to break up that tightness when you haven't moved in a while and because you're sleeping, if that makes sense. So if you can walk around a little bit, maybe before you go outside or before you leave out to, you know, go to the car, maybe then do the stretches if you're gonna do it in the morning. Because you don't wanna stretch a cold muscle. You wanna stretch a warm muscle that's pliable for you to do your stretches or whatever, if that makes sense. Like you're trying to break through concrete, pretty much, if you stretch on a cold muscle. All right, I hope that makes sense.
Is egg considered dairy? No, that's not considered dairy.
No, it's just fat and protein. No, but that's not dairy. No.
Okay. No, because you put it in a dairy section, people always like, oh, egg, cheese, milk. They always put it together. And you said something about like, be careful of dairy. I'm like, well, I'm trying to, like, I don't do dairy, but I do eggs. So it's like, sometimes for a puppy sometimes, or I'm trying to weed out anti-inflammatory stuff.
That could, I mean, like, no, but I mean, I wouldn't think so. I mean, actually, you are right. They do usually put it eggs and yeah, they usually do, but no. That's, yeah, come to think about it, that's true. When you see some of these food things, hold on. Oh, let me try this. Our eggs, wow, see, our eggs dairy. Wow, it actually popped up on Google. Yeah, it says eggs are often mistakenly characterized as dairy, but eggs are not dairy products. Yeah. Yeah, they're not. And it gets like in detail about mammary glands and all this kind of stuff. We don't need to know all that. But no, it's not dairy. Yeah, okay. It's...
And last one is, yeah. You're not supposed to hear a clicking sound on your body?
No, you're not supposed to hear a clicking sound on your body. I mean... I
have shoulders.
His shoulders?
Anytime I work out. Anytime I work out. Anytime I'm doing click, click, click. Yeah.
So the thing is just that I think is honestly back to stretch. Where's it clicking, in the front or the back of the shoulder? In the front and back. Oh wow. Okay. I mean, honestly, though, that's. I mean, honestly, that's really the stretching. That's another thing. I mean, do you stretch after you work out, or you just walk out the building? They just walk out the building. Yeah. Yeah. So just trying to get in and get out. Yeah. But yeah, definitely stretching is gonna be key when it comes to that. Clicking. Anytime you hear clicking, yeah, there's so many clients I pretty much call Rice Krispies because they keep crackling pop. No, I call them. Yeah, it is what it is. I call them Rice Krispies because it is what it is, you know. But and I always feel like the clicking and all that stuff is. I mean, pop is wrong. I shouldn't say pop because pop is like ooh, but clicking is pretty much. I feel like the tendon. Is usually rubbing against the bone, you know, and then usually it could end up in inflammation because that is tendonitis, those kind of then there's a tendonitis, tenosynovitis. It is like all tendonitis pretty much, but it's like so strange. It's like, and it's like, I don't know, back to my school days, but it's like there's tendonitis and tenosynovitis. Pretty much tendosynovitis, if I'm saying it right, I kind of forgot. It was like the outlining of the tendon, it gets inflamed. It's tendonitis. It's all tendonitis. This is kind of making things more complicated than it should be. But yeah, it's just, you have to just be careful of that, because once it gets turned, like especially in the shoulder, you can get something called frozen shoulder too. When everything just stiffens up on you, it's like, it can get bad. There's something else too, like say it happens majority in football players. I don't know, like football players got thigh pads or whatever, like the thing, whatever. So they have to wear thigh pads because if someone makes contact with their thigh bone, or not thigh bone, thigh muscle, and it's constantly hit, like the muscle kind of spasms, and it's something, the muscle actually ossifies. It's called myositis ossificans. So pretty much that goes back to the body protecting itself when it gets injured, getting that splint. So if you're constantly getting hit, like in that one area, you know, it gets painful or it goes numb or whatever, like you get punched. But when it, like some constant like traumatic hits, like hard hits, like for football, the muscle will actually turn so, in a sense, bone, or it gets hardened to protect itself. Like, oh my God, what's going on? Let me spasm out. So it starts spasm, and it gets tighter and tighter and tighter. And eventually start to kind of turn into kind of like a bony structure kind of thing. Yeah. And that's hard to break up. Like once that happens, I mean, I got knots in my neck, knots in my back or whatever. Let me go to therapy. I mean, let me go to, a massage therapist to get the knots out. You're gonna need more than that. When that happens, oh my God. Yeah, you need more than that. Yeah, so whatever. To kind of, the body's amazing. The body is absolutely amazing. And that's when it does protect itself, either something like this, or when you get injured, or when you're not eating enough, the body protects itself by start pulling from your hair to survive. Your body is trained, not trained. Well, your body's programmed to survive. anything the best that it's best that it can. You know, I mean, why, like, the majority of the time, why do we get fevers? Because your body's fighting something. It's trying to turn up the heat to kind of fight whatever you got going on. That's what I'm saying. The body's amazing. Yeah. Alrighty. I hope all this makes sense, guys. I mean, if there's anything else, let me see. Let me check in the thingy to see if anyone's asked a question or anything. And I don't think no one has. But I hope this is very informative to everybody because, yeah. That's what I'm here for. Here to inform and instruct and educate the best that I can. All right, guys. I'm going to leave you here. If you are, majority of you guys in the New Jersey area, but if you are in the New Jersey area, please just be careful if you're driving. And hopefully, Vishina, you don't have school. You don't have school? They canceled school? Oh, my. I'm telling you. Back in my day, we needed to get like 2 feet of snow to get canceled school.
But just keep in mind, though, we don't have snow days in our calendar, so I'm going a day, either I go a day later into June, so like June 29th, I'm getting out, or I go in on a Saturday. So relax. it's not just a free day. Yeah, you gotta make up that day.
Wait a minute, why don't you have snow days?
They don't build it into the calendar anymore. For some reason, my district doesn't think, oh, let's have extra days on the calendar, let's take it out again. Nope. 180 days. And if we're missing one, you gotta go. You have to do 180 days every school year to be counted as a school year for students. So if you don't have that, you have a snow day, be Saturday, or see you in June.
Wait a minute, so my question, because one of my clients was asking me, since we went through COVID and all this kind of stuff and had to do Zoom and all kind of stuff, so why don't we do Zoom on a snow day?
I just asked that too. Some districts, I think the governor said you have to be missing 3 consecutive days to do Zoom. Yeah, instead of doing remote, yeah. Yeah, you have to have some consecutive days.
And is all the schools, like it's in Jersey, all the schools are having like having kids have laptops and stuff, or?
Yeah, that's just because if you're transitioning from pencil paper to everything being on a computer or a Chromebook. Mm. But yeah, everyone has one, like if it's in the budget. Each kid will get their own. Even my pre-K 4 kids all have theirs too.
Really?
They all have a Chromebook. Yeah. Because you never know when either A, we're closed and then for consecutive days, so I could go do a Google Meet or I send homework, but really starts in kindergarten. But yeah, everybody has their own computer. Own password, own username, own Google. Yeah. I have to teach them how to use it in pre-K.
Damn. Time to change. I'm really getting old, man.
Yeah, it's cracking.
No, I haven't. No, my back. I feel my back sometimes. Not all the time. When I'm washing, I was washing dishes a couple minutes ago. My back started to stiffen up. I was washing like 2 things. Oh, my God.
What am I doing? I need a chair.
I need a chair to sit down while I wash the dishes. Oh my God! And I'm not using. I don't know. My wife wants to use the machine or whatever. But I don't know. It takes too long. I gotta load it up and no, I'm okay. Then you got. I'm good. Anyway, guys. Be safe tomorrow in the snow if you're going into the snow. Hopefully you don't have to be. Lucky for Sheena. But I'll see you guys next week. Next week's Q&A. So think of anything you might want to ask. And I'll see you guys next week, okay? Have a fantastic evening. Have a fantastic week. All right. Bye.